so much has been made, I'll ask both of you this, about Hillary's temper. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Gail Sheehy's book. And she described her temper in the book Hillary's Choices as, quote, she is angry, not all of the time, but most of the time. Then we go to former Clinton spokesperson Dee Dee Myers, and she said, Mrs. Clinton got really angry. She attacked George, meaning George Stephanopoulos, and anybody that stood up and tried to say that that was a bad idea, you know, was smashed down, belittled, very personally, and I mean, you know, where I said that the president didn't really attack people personally, Mrs. Clinton sometimes did. And not only would she sort of humiliate you in front of your colleagues or whoever happened to be around, Hillary tended to be the kind of campaign, would kind of run a campaign against the people behind their back. And that was certainly my experience. And one more, George Stephanopoulos himself. She just jumped down my throat and basically said, you never believed in us. You never stood for us. We were all alone in New Hampshire. And it was fierce and chilling. And I was kind of stunned. It was the most hurtful thing I thought that she could say, especially in front of all of my colleagues at the time. So much has been made this week about Rand Paul and Frickley and in interviews with Savannah Guthrie.
Right.
This sounds like an angry woman.
It is an angry woman. And recently, when she heard about the Jeffrey Epstein matter and the Orgy Island, she went barreling into Bill Clinton's office in Chappaqua, took her hand and cleaned off his desk, wiping off everything, including his Chihuly sculptures, furious at him, and practically killed him. I mean, she has this terrible anger.
You know her.
I do know her.
Right. Isn't one of her, she's a mediocre politician, let's be honest. She doesn't have the skills, the political skills that Bill Clinton has.
Sure.
What about this temper? How bad is it?
Well, I'll put it in personal terms, Sean.
Okay.
I was invited to play a significant role in the 2008 presidential election. I chose to pass on that, and I've never had any regrets. She is a talented woman. She's a smart woman, but she is not somebody I would want to associate my political career with, even though I will vote for her, and I hope be able to vote enthusiastically.
I'll try and convince you otherwise.
I know you will.
Rebecca, how big an issue is it if that temper issue really, this is only three examples. I have dozens more of people saying the same thing on the record. How big an issue?
The temper is an issue, especially because she has a long history of distrust of the press. She is suspicious of the press and her motives, and that makes it hard for her to sit for an interview and seem happy and relatable. But it's also a larger problem of, can she seem relatable when she's interacting with voters? And this is why
she's not warm.
A great campaigner. It's very forced for her. It's very stiff.
Yeah. All right. Guys, good to see you all.
Good to see you.